This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, driving for food, stupid world records, and bus rides. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Good morning, bluebird singing, sitting in the morning sun. I hear the coffee perking as another day's begun. Jump into the car and oh, I'm off to work again. Pull onto that old expressway and all that I got to say. Get out of my way, 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 get out of my way. Da la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Lord, I'm down.
There's Jeff Oske at the Josh Arnold desk. Josh
woke up this morning.
With the COVID, with, talking that way.
12 inches
Cosby,
oh,
Manny, the track phone hotline, hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
He's a ruler.
I'm Chick McGee.
You are something.
Here's Tom. He's not going to be happy.
We're enjoying life today. That's
well,
the whole
some
idea
of us.
Oh, come on. This is great.
It's hot. It's miserable.
Check local listeners. Yeah. It's fun. It's a great life. You're happy to be alive. Listen to this letter.
The only place it ain't hot is Alaska, I think. So, good morning, Alaska.
It can be very hot up there.
Oh, sure can.
We have an interesting story coming out of Alaska and the cafeteria at a school. But first, this guy, right? My wife.
Cafeteria news. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, you'll like it. My wife and I have driven. 2.5 hours each way to the Cherokee Reservation in North Carolina for homemade fudge from a lady who owns the fudge shop on the reservation.
Cherokee people.
Oh, I used to love going to get Crump's Fudge in Harbor Springs, Michigan. The fudge store right below the
Where's
library.
This? Michigan?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, I'm just talking about great places. How about this one? I live in Southern Oregon. Every year for Father's Day, my wife and I drive to Redding, California, 3 hours away, to eat Wiener Schnitzel, chili cheese dogs, and In-N-Out burgers. See, that seems worth the drive.
Yeah, it does. Now you've got
first you do the one,
everything.
Take a break, then you go back and get the burgers. This sounds great. Thank you, Bill, for that nice letter. we're once again exploring the fun of making meaningless journeys for food.
I have one that includes the 3-2 kind of beer thing from earlier and making a drive. 20 years ago when I was 20 and my friends were 19, we lived near Florence, Kentucky. We would drive 4.5 hours to Windsor, Canada, where the drinking age was 19. to drink until they turn 21.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the ballet probably didn't.
Yeah,
work.
Windsor Ballet. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah. Windsor's right across from Detroit.
Okay.
And it's famous for the strip clubs.
Oh.
And it's is it called the Windsor Ballet?
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed to Spandau Ballet.
Let's not talk about that.
You know the band Spandau Ballet?
Yes.
No. You've never heard of Spandau Ballet?
It's Spandau Ballet.
They're great.
Oh, Spandau Ballet? Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah.
You have?
No.
Oh, we'll get some music for that. I'll explain what it means. It's a great song. Oh,
I love them.
Oh, could you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie. You're familiar with the Windsor Ballet.
You dare play Spandau Ballet, I'll beat your ass. I've already got a hot temper because it's so hot. I'm so sick of summer already. It's so hot right now, I'm starting to think this global warming thing might not be a big myth.
You know? Really? You think?
It's so hot out yesterday. My little dog, Peppy, he got his testes. He got his testes stuck to the neighbor's dog's leg.
Wow.
I know. And the worst part is when you're in line to get your scratchers and the dick in front of you does the hot enough for you. I swear to God. Yeah, hot enough for me? Yeah, I love it when it feels like I got a terrarium in my crouch from all the humidity. Hot enough for me? Yeah, I don't know. Is a left hook your larynx hot enough for you? Because maybe it'll make you stop asking stupid questions. You know, I'm here on business. Oh, speaking of stupid, my idiot cousin Lonnie had the AC go out in his truck.
Oh, that's a drag.
Well, they're saying it's going to run him about $1,000 to fix it, so he just went out and bought a used $150 household window air conditioner.
Oh,
wow.
Well, his passenger window was already knocked out, and four rolls of duct tape later, I say, like this, it's so cold in that car you can hang beef in it now.
Nice.
And it works great as long as he don't go too far. That's the only drawback. Why? If he goes farther than 1,000 feet, it rips the extension cord out of the carport. So he can only go short distances right angles. Right, I better run. There's a rumor that Susan Kelsey's dryer broke, and she's going to be air drying her panties at the River Creek apartment today.
Nice.
She's fire ass hot. Last week, my idiot cousin Lonnie snatched a pair of her thongs and made two mason jars of sun tea. Swear to God. Nice. Everybody's eating good. I gotta go.
Thanks. How can it be called the River Creek apartment?
Don't ask.
is the creek that's named right. The river?
Yeah. Maybe it's River Creek.
River
Creek.
It's right next to Lake Pond.
Pink one.
Yeah, is that Lake Pond? Thank you. next to Ocean Sea.
Dear Chick, I drive a semi roughly 620 miles a day, 3,100 miles a week. My wife will DoorDash O'Charlie's. That is exactly a half mile from my house.
Get out.
What do you think of that?
Get out, sir.
They have great rolls, though.
They have great rolls.
I like
man.
The way they do. Yeah, man.
Wait a second. I do love those rolls at O'Charlie's. Yes. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm just loving these stories. They're all so cool. But before we get to that, Christy.
Are you done with your lady running the...
Stupid. All right, let's go back to it. The octogenarian. She's from France. We are from France. Set a world record. She ran 78 miles in 24 hours. Barbara Humbert is 82. She broke the world record for the longest distance run in 24 hours in her age category during the 24-hour French Championships. In the 39 years she's been running, Humbert has taken part in 137 races and 54 marathons, including Paris and New York. Running from Paris to New York, that's tricky.
Yeah, that is.
Wow.
Unless you're Jesus.
So you're
that's right.
So they have these 24. You're supposed to run for 24 hours.
That's the deal.
That can't be good for you.
I would imagine you get breaks, 20. But I don't think that helps anybody.
I think some of this stuff is probably not very healthy.
My knees.
How many miles did you do? I'm sorry. It was so boring.
What?
How many miles did you do altogether?
78.
God, I promptly threw away the story. 78 miles in 24 hours.
I heard she only planned on doing 39, but she'd forgotten that she'd run them already.
Yeah, that's funny. Alzheimer's is hilarious. Yeah. That's sports. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Not quite yet. I got to play something for Jeffrey.
This is,
yeah.
I'm down. Great song. It's a great song.
Oh, I love that song.
The band name, a little bit unfortunate.
Spandau Ballet?
Jeff, you know when they hang someone?
Yeah.
And the way their feet wiggle while they're
Is that what that's from?
Dying.
That's yeah. called the Spandau Ballet. That's called
I
the
thought Spandau that guys like to wear spandex.
No.
Yeah. Are you sure?
That would be the spandex. But you know something? I know you like to look at the world through rose-colored glasses.
Yes.
And we all appreciate that. Now take a bucket of shut up.
Why would you even tell people
but
about
But then you make that pussy-ass music like that?
No, it's great music.
Beg your pardon.
You better be careful. I think this is your girlfriend's favorite song. You got a rough weekend coming up.
You know, that's a good song, but it's still no double. Or duble.
Is it Michael Duble? Goes high right.
Emotion, he goes, true.
I love it.
It's no Captive of Her Heart. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Okay. It is no Captive.
Oh. I missed that.
Let's get that going again.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up in the news,
yeah,
we'll do this. Let's see. We'll try this Socratic method. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, what the hell is it with this movie? Get off my back.
What?
Everywhere I go, they're insisting I watch this movie. That's what I'm assuming this is all about.
What movie? Marilyn Monroe, Netflix.
Marilyn Monroe, Anna de Armas.
Oh, she's beautiful. I love her.
She's everywhere.
That's the real Marilyn Monroe.
And the movie doesn't come on Netflix till September, I guess. And they're burning people out about it. It's on every newscast.
Yeah.
Go to your Netflix homepage. Boom, there it is.
I have a guess. I bet that you're plugging the Kim Kardashian wore her dress thing.
Yes, I am plugging.
We have an update
and
on
Chick,
that.
I think that Netflix is plugging this so much because people are talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, you know they're not talking about it.
What?
I am f***ing tired.
You got to button up, all right?
Isn't that amazing? She didn't say that, but it sure sounds like
sure it. Sure does.
Yeah, we have to talk about the... We got it because today's just we missed another day. We always miss these things. Christy always walks in and goes, "Did you know that it was National Delicious Pizza Day yesterday?"
Yesterday was National Dump the Pump Day.
Now explain what Dump the Pump means.
It started 16 years ago, Tom, with the aim of urging American drivers to use public transportation. National Dump the Pump Day falls on the third Thursday of June each year. And, of course, with gas prices over $5 a gallon, it's taken on a special significance this year.
Now, I'm sorry we missed it. Not that I would have participated. But today is National Pump the Dump Day, which is a day to remind RV owners to.
Yeah. Well, you may go out and make love to a pile of trash. What are you talking about?
No, you clean your RV because you got an RV, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
An RV?
No, I don't have RV money. I have a tent in the back of my truck. If you've ever taken public transportation like I had to for 5 years, it's every day is National Sit in a Dump Day on the bus.
Now, did anyone expose themselves while you were on the public transpo?
No, that never happened. What happened all the time to me, riding the bus was fine. Waiting to ride the bus is where it sucks because you're just out there for everyone to stare at. And in our city, they've made all the streets drain directly in front of the bus stops. So after a good rain while you're waiting on the 15, you can have a regret bath every 15 minutes.
Sort of a baptism. Yeah. Now, speaking of public transportation, I love this one. We're talking about taking day trips or whatever to maybe have some cool food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is from Jeff in Cincinnati. He goes, I'll take the Amtrak train 10 hours from Cincinnati to Chicago just to get Giordano's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Giordano's. And my friend... Sure. Take the train from Cincinnati to Indianapolis because there's one there too now. They're expanding, baby.
And
shorter train ride.
But you got to get the right kind of pizza. That's what these are all about. It's about the journey, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here's one. I live in Charlestown, Indiana, writes Marcus.
Chuckville.
Chuck City. I will drive 7 hours to Ann Arbor, Michigan for some great beers at the Ann Arbor Brewing Company. However, every time I do, I have to get a hotel because I don't want to have just one beer and drive back.
Oh, right. Well, he's safe.
And he goes, this weekend, I have an excuse to make a trip up there to see Al Jackson.
That's right.
Al is
in Ann Arbor.
Just tomorrow night.
Yeah,
though,
Saturday
right?
night.
Two shows.
Oh, okay.
Saturday night.
Yeah, by all means, go check out.
That
go check out now.
Brewery thing seems to be a popular subject. This gentleman, Donald, he and his wife drive 4+ hours from Cincinnati to Gatlinburg about 4 times a year to get a couple cases of Cherokee Red Ale from Smoky Mountain Brewery.
Cherokee
one of their favorite beers.
Ale.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
This, you know how we do these topics and we get the letter that we go, well.
This is the last one.
We're finished.
But I got a whole stack of them. We can't be finished.
Dear guys, I once drove almost 1,500 miles each direction. About 22 hours to eat at the Y.
Oh, is this a...
Does that count?
That's a
different subject.
Put your face right in.
Willie, here's one for you. Dave,
have you never heard that before, Willie?
I know. I thought it was about going to the YMCA or something.
No, you never heard of eat at the Y?
No, is that...
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a Jeff. Double entendre.
Yeah. Sure.
Did you just make that... Face.
No.
Okay, do you want to hear a true story?
Yeah. Yes.
This is every word of this is true. When Melissa Etheridge first emerged as a recording artist.
Oh, no.
This is true. Melissa Etheridge, she was in here. She was on the. She's terrific.
She got mad at me because I say I asked her. I said, after a big long concert, do you have to hustle onto the bus to fix everyone dinner? And she
didn't find that funny.
Did not think it was funny. Yeah.
But she had the first I knew of her. She had a great song called "Similar Features."
Yeah.
Just terrific. So I went to see her show, and I was not necessarily aware of her following, if you will.
You are if you go to her show really quickly.
Yeah. And it was a largely female audience, but it was a great show, and I stayed for the whole thing. But there was a woman standing next to me, and remember, every word of this is true. A woman standing next to me held up this, what do you call it, handmade or hand-modified jean jacket. And that she'd put all kinds of stuff on. What do you call those?
Bedazzled
and a bunch of other stuff. And hand sewn, very elaborate.
Like embroidery.
And heaved it up on stage for Ms. Etheridge's use, apparently. It was a gift.
Yes.
And then she took her hand and made kind of, imagine if you make the peace sign.
Sure.
The church, right? Yes, the Churchill.
Yeah, like Victor, Churchill. Yeah.
Okay.
But top of mind, Churchill.
Or a piece.
Or the piece. And
peace
then,
sign.
Then you, I'm trying to explain this to Jeff and to Willie.
Oh.
Then you turn it around so your thumb is facing your
chin. Yeah.
Place Jeff it under your chin.
It's the international sign for Connellingus.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff just
Thank
did.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you, Willie. Thank you very much.
You're get allowed to say that.
No, but that's
so
easy. And then the woman next to me did this
Words
kind of tongue
next.
Yodel thing.
Oh.
Did I mention what a great song Similar features? If you ever get a chance.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I may have been at that same this isn't a joke.
It was at the Vogue.
I was outdoors, and a woman at the show, Melissa had a song called Come to My Window.
Right. Sure.
And a woman had brought an entire window pane with a working window and was holding it up. It's like, how did you sneak that through security?
What a joke.
It was amazing.
How did she get that?
I love stuff like that. I wonder if her husband, if she has one, is the guy that brings the fence in to the football games.
I bet
the defense guy.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, that was a terrific show, by the way.
Why didn't she just bring a pocket vag in? I mean, that's Come what that on. Song means, instead of a window.
Well, I know, but I mean.
Drown in my own desire.
Is that what that song's about?
Yes. My window and opening. Hello.
I thought she was like,
I think it's a little more subtle
like
than
Romeo
that.
And Juliet.
She says, drown in my own desire.
No. So, Pat, you got any?
Here it song? Is. Put your face on it. That's what it means.
Oh.
My point is here. Similar features. If you get a chance, it's a brilliant song. How about this one? This guy. Did I do Dave driving to from Peoria to Chicago on
Dave
Clark Street?
Here, man.
On Clark Street for Al's Italian Beef.
Oh,
no, you haven't done that.
I told a story about my friend that loves Italian beef yesterday. Al's Beef is, it's not my favorite in Chicago. Johnny's in Orland Park is my number one there. But yeah, Al's Beef is delicious.
Got a bunch of these. This guy drives from Albany, Georgia to Frankenmuth, Michigan. They've got all the billboards.
Oh, isn't that Christmas here. Every
year? Always Christmas.
It's always Christmas.
It must
there.
Be amazing.
What's wrong with you? You put down the legs in, now you're putting down Frankenmuth. When I was a little boy, we would drive through Frankenmuth all the time, and this is what an idiot I was then. Not that I'm not now. I thought that's where Frankenstein was from. And then I can remember hearing the story of the birth of Jesus and all the thing about frankincense. I had the same deal.
How would you like to work at a place where it's Christmas every day? You'd lose your mind.
I'd hate it.
Oh, isn't the songs.
Isn't there a Simpsons where he goes to Christmas every day and Homer says, this must be the best job ever. And the guy goes, please kill me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.